911 budget.
Completely out of the 911 budget, correct.
If there's no other concerns.
No, go ahead.
I make a motion that we approve the CenturyLink Loyal Advantage Agreement for 911 Equipment Network Upgrade, file number 17092CM, between CenturyLink, there's several companies addressed there.
Those are their sub-companies.
Yeah, just CenturyLink and Taney County, probably.
CenturyLink and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Field dirt agreement. Mr. Stifler.
That was Mr. Hayes.
Does he want unlimited or?
This is unlimited that he requested, Charles Stifler, field dirt agreement.
You have any problems with it?
No.
Move to approve field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Charlie Stifler.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Court order.
No, we're at the juvenile.
Oh, wait a minute. Juvenile diversion grant, sorry, sorry. Come on up, Dawn, you can both come up.
Good morning.
Morning.
Melissa Duckworth, doing grants oversight and compliance. I asked Darlene to come and let you guys know a little bit about the diversion grant that they've gotten for the juvenile court. The county does have some financial administrative oversight on it, so I thought it would be best to introduce the grant and let you guys have her answer any questions if you have any.
This is a juvenile diversion grant through Division of Youth Services.
Yes, it is.
And they're the sub-grantee through the Department of Public Safety, and there is no match monies in this grant?
No, there's not.
Okay. Can you give us what type of grant? I mean, how's it going to provide for our youth here?
It's an opportunity for the juvenile office to partner with the community. The state and the Office of State Courts Administrator has decided that the juvenile office needs to be more involved in the community and actually pursue children, juveniles, who are at risk. And so that means that this grant would provide for some funding. I wrote it so that families and juveniles, those that may be involved with drugs, those that maybe have anger issues, can get some counseling, some assessments, a moderate assessment, not a complete assessment, and get some needed counseling. We partnered with Alliance Counseling Associates in Branson, who is the one that the juvenile office has historically used to help with drug abuse. They can also do individual counseling and family counseling. I was apprised of the availability of the grant on July 20, or it had to be completed by July 21st. This was after when we were the 38th Circuit. The 38th Circuit had received funds for a grant and had been approved. And then the Regional Administrator for Division of Youth Services contacted me about taking $30,000 from that grant and applying it to Taney County. She had to make sure that we would be approved, and therefore, that's why I did the grant, wrote the grant. I had about a week and a half to get the grant written.
Yeah, I know that the 38th Circuit's always had those DYS diversion grants, but they were managed up in Christian County. Now that we're our own circuit, we can have our own.
This will be our first grant, right, with the 46th.
46th Circuit, and I guess the management of the grant will be done by the juvenile office.
Juvenile office, but there will be some financial. It will have to work through the county because the county is the officer who will handle the funds and so, dispense the funds.
I understand. So that's something that that involves the auditor and the treasurer?
It would involve the treasurer. I received a response from the treasurer, but mm-hmm. Melissa and I have talked via the phone, and there is a process to go through to make it happen. And that way, if we've set the groundwork for that for future grants, it'll might be much easier than this year.
And the treasurer is aware of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you'll work closely, I guess, together to... Mm-hmm.
Basically, what will happen is once we have a referral, whether that is from an individual in the community, let's say it's an organization or a family or a juvenile asks for assistance, they'll be vetted. So whether it's everything doesn't have to be, will be approved by the juvenile office and not just the counseling associates. Does that make sense? So I will vet. We'll have a process whereby they'll be vetted. They'll probably have 6 sessions at no cost to them or minimal cost to them, maybe $5, so there's a buy-in. And after that, there'll be an option to ask for more funding if they need it. We're trying to keep kids out of being committed to Division of Youth Services. Mike's familiar with that, or Children's Division. So I have to keep statistics in account twice a year to the Division of Youth Services of how the money's spent, what we're doing with it, and actually see what the recidivism rate is.
So you have to file these reports with where the grant
they actually come, right, and they actually come down and visit. So they do an annual site visit. Other than that, there is a reporting system.
Melissa, is that anything as the overseer that you have to keep track of to see that all the reports are filed?
As long as we're working together and I know that she's filing the stuff that keeps us in compliance. And Frank Cotty has looked over the paperwork and does not. If you guys wanted him to write a letter, he would, but he does not see anything. And it's no cost to the county. It's just a pass-through. Right. It just requires the county to set up some lines, income, revenue, and expense lines, and things like that.
Would that just be through the juvenile budget?
Mm-hmm. And this is just knowledge it won't have to do with this. Well, it does, but does, if you think of, I think of juvenile officer when someone's in trouble and they report. So when you said anger issue, if a parent can handle a child and needs help, do they go to the juvenile officer?
They certainly can. It's become probably a little more difficult now. Missouri has adopted the Missouri Juvenile Officer Performance Standards, which went into effect July 1st. However, we're having training on that in October. So if a parent's having problems, certainly they can call and ask for our assistance. That doesn't necessarily mean the child's going to be put on probation, but we can offer some assistance or maybe give them some resources. This would be one of those resources. And I realize this is the first grant that our county has had, and I would like to be able to pursue others for us. I've written grants for the 38th Circuit in the past, and the vehicles that we have were part of those, and also won an award for one called Girl Talk. So I'm excited about maybe some outside services that aren't going to cost the county money that I could apply for. So I didn't realize I needed to maybe get approval of the commission before I wrote the grant.
And this one's not signed through the presiding judge. It's not signed through the commission. It just requires some financial oversight, some accounting.
Our big thing is if we have so much money in grants, then we have to have an external audit by statute. So there's a lot more. Even if it doesn't cost us anything, we're still...
We have to account for that.
We have to account for the funds. And then because of that, then we have. That's why we have Ms. Duckworth take care of all the compliance. So it's just more of a formality than anything. It's not like we're... So that's our only thing, is we just have to make sure that... Because if there's stuff out there that we don't know about, If she doesn't know about, then right. we're no longer in compliance. Then we lose all. We could possibly lose all grants.
What's the process in the future then? If I'd like to write a grant, would I appear before you?
I mean, whatever you guys think, but I'm assuming probably just get with Melissa.
Just let me know.
Okay.
And then we'll
Great.
Look over.
Okay.
And it really depends on if they need to sign for it or, you know, if there needs to be public hearings and things like that that go along with it. Some grants
okay.
do require this.
Right. Okay.
And Melissa would know that she has worked on a policy on it. It's not been adopted yet, but to assure that everyone that has a grant goes through her so she can keep
Good.
Track
so
of it.
Track.
I can do that. I've written a press release also. I made 3 copies for you all to review.
That's great.
Okay. May I pass them out?
This is great for the county.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take
it. You want one?
I'll take one. Thank you.
Motion or anything, do we? Just information.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Like you're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Court order.
A bridge deck replacement.
Did I go up?
Hey, he's wanting to get this court order done.
I don't know why I keep missing that.
Let's just do it. No, let's just get it over with, Mike. Might as well. We're doing court orders, by the way.
Come on up. I'm sorry, Randy. I don't know why I keep jumping over that.
You didn't want to see me this morning. Commissioners, we have one court order today, and it is not changing the assessed valuation of the property. It is merely a classification change. Excuse me. The purpose for this is the Hollister TIF. It is a pass-through TIF, and at one point we were understood that the county was going to be distributing the money, and we recently found out that we need to capture that dollar amount and send it to the Hollister TIF, and they will distribute it so that they can meet their legal obligations for the TIF. So to set the tax book up, we had to establish the base, which is the 2016 value, which is that, if you can look, you'll see res at 600 and ag at 580. That was the value that was for this property in 2016. And so all we did was subtract that value from the total commercial value to correct the tax book and be prepared for this TIF. We're also having the program create a report for the collector's office so that we'll know exactly what dollar amounts need to go to each of the political subdivisions, which from the Hollister TIF district. We'll be sharing that with the Hollister TIF district and with the political subdivisions so everybody knows how much is to be distributed and how much is to be received. Do you have any questions on this court order?
The only thing I'm curious about is it presented like this just as opposed to the typical way we get it?
Because I have to have the programmer do it.
Okay.
They have to set the TIF base up. They have to flag everything and change all of our reports.
They can't do that until you get this done to turn around and give us the okay. That's all I was curious about, is why is it different?
Yeah, that's why.
He can't get in. His system's closed. He can't get in.
We can't get into it until okay. sometime in October, but it needs to be done now because everybody's setting their levies.
Is the, what parcel is it?
Menards.
Is it the
Menards.
There'll be more next year, but that'll be handled in the assessor's
prior
office.
To the,
prior.
Yep. And this would have been normally, except we understood it was a pass-through. We didn't think there was going to be any accounting for it on our end.
but recently they found out some things, and then we did some research and found out a few things that need to be changed, so that's why we're changing it. But as you can see, your total valuation doesn't change for this property. It's just a classification change only.